this is from the library. It's a beautiful Sun Ra record, and I actually took it out for Alex because she was really into Sun Ra, and I thought it was suitable also with this going into space and with this connection to space. I don't have something to say really directly about Sun Ra, but more about the cosmos and about going out into space and music going out into space. And there's a very famous golden record that NASA sent out to space. And the golden record, I think it was shot up in the Voyager 1974, 76, I'm not sure which year it was. And the record had the sounds of Earth on it. And the very first song on the record, on this golden record, is by Laurie Spiegel. And this song, it's also about space. It's a song, and it's based on Kepler's Universe, I think is the title of it. And it's mathematical. Yeah, Laurie Spiegel, she's a scientist and a programmer, and she's a composer also, and composed this piece, the first piece on the golden record, and yeah, based on Kepler's planets, the distances between them. So she took then math and translated it into music. And she's still also building software for companies. So as well as being a composer, she works, I guess you'd call it the day job. Even though she's 74, she's still at the forefront of building sounds then digitally. And if you want to make your own music, you can, on your phone, you can look at Music Mouse, and this is a small app that she made as one of the first filters, and you can, you can play it on your phone, and it's a piano, but it's not a keyboard, it's just small squares, and then they play, they'll play like different chords, so instead of concentrating on your chords, this Music Mouse will play it for you. So you can look that up, Music Mouse, and yeah, instead of just listening to music, you can compose anywhere you want. Laurie Spiegel then, we wanted to work together, and then she recommended saxophone, a digital saxophone, because I hadn't brought my saxophone to New York. It's heavy playing an instrument, carrying it around, and I used to even have to lift weights to carry around a tenor saxophone to performances. And she showed me in her loft. She has a large loft full of old computers, new computers, books, a cat, and books and books and books and machines and cables that are hooked up on the ceiling, strung around. And then she found a Yamaha saxophone, a silver one, and then she let me borrow it. And I played it for a few weeks. And then when I left New York in the spring, this springtime, I gave it back to her. And then I looked online and then saw that Yamaha had made a new digital saxophone that actually you have baritone, tenor, soprano. And yeah, so that's the story of the new saxophone from Laurie Spiegel in the loft in Soho. So please look her up, Laurie Spiegel. Sisters with Transistors, yeah.
6 months
ago. Yes, and it's about women working with computers, developing music, and yeah, inventing music. Inventing their own tools,
like object instruments,
building their way to like a freeing process, not depending on huge orchestras or huge budgets to make one's composition, but programming hours of being alone in a big loft, in a dusty loft with a kitty cat, and composing and then making these recordings and these sound pieces with different synthesizers. And, the instruments, the sounds. The sounds that have existed for so long, we stopped to hear them. The sound has become so familiar, it's as if it doesn't even exist. My father said it took 12 years for a sound that sounds strange, a dissonance, to become something that's been familiar and belongs to the language of music. I think it goes much faster now. Listening to something over and over and over and over. The familiarity. But then also the need for every generation to have its song, to have its piece, to have its sound. The language of music is not timeless. It is time. It marks time. It marks time in the mind. The connection to math is interesting, but it's not deductic. It's swaying between like consciousness, unconsciousness. And it's dangerous because it goes deep in, like the eyes. Like you can't shut it off. It's just the eyes you can close, but the ears you can't. It just goes inside your body. Memories can be found in through the music somehow. I don't know how that works. The circuitry. Time. the beat marking every moment.
Baby, I like pounding, the sound when the switch is on pounding, and you stop pounding out my radio pounding, and pretty.